This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. We're trying out the idea of urban travel again after long social isolation, almost a year now. Just thinking about groups of people at crowded restaurants, concerts, ball games, you name it, is strange, which is why we've set out first in our imaginations and started with a small city, Santa Barbara. The lonely Channel Islands just offshore, though, are constant companions, inviting us to come away, to leave all that hubbub behind, reminding us that very special solitudes are right here, too. Which, to me, is the story of the Channel Islands, starting with the story of Juana Maria. That's what the Padres at Mission Santa Barbara called her. No one knew her actual name, because in 1853, just a few years after California became a state, not even native people associated with the mission could speak her language. When she was brought to the mission, Juana Maria had been living alone on San Nicolas Island for 18 years. She was accidentally left behind by her people when she went back to retrieve her baby, according to the most likely story. Also known as the Lone Woman of San Nicolas Island, Juana Maria is famous around the world, thanks to Scott Odell's book, Island of the Blue Dolphins, which tells the story of Corana, the last of the Nicoleno people and the last native speaker of their language. Once in Santa Barbara, Juana Maria was excited to be with people and thrilled by the sight of horses, she'd never seen them before, and European dress, practices, and foods. Food, alas, did her in. She died of severe dysentery just 7 weeks after her arrival, reportedly due to her fondness for fresh vegetables and fruits. Unfamiliar bacteria are the more likely culprits. Archaeologists working on the island in 1939 discovered Juana Maria's hut, made from whale bones and brush. Her cave, a more enduring shelter, was dug out in 2012. Two redwood boxes found nearby in 2009 contained more than 200 items, from soapstone ornaments and birdbone pendants to dishes and fish hooks made from abalone shell and woven water bottles coated with asphalt. These islands in time continue to reveal their story, a truth you will appreciate when you visit Channel Islands National Park. Solitude and isolation have their place. Consider the pygmy mammoth, a dwarf species that lived only here 20,000 to 40,000 years ago. Scientists speculate that this unusual miniature species, standing only 4 to 8 feet tall, descended from woolly mammoths who swam here from the mainland during the Pleistocene, when all these islands were still one and just a few miles off the coast. Currently, 145 species of plants and animals here are found nowhere else on Earth, which is why biologists describe the Channel Islands collectively as North America's Galapagos. Until next time, when we explore south of Santa Barbara, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.
Support comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980. More at sierranevada.com.